Mike, sometimes you're going to be facing TJ Lang, and if there's ever two guys that play to the whistle and then some, it's you and TJ Lang. How are you approaching this battle?
Same way I approach any battle. Watch the film, learn from it, and, you know, just get after him.
How much film do you have to watch, though? You saw this guy in practice year after year after year.
You know, TJ's a very savvy player. He's a great player. You know, between him and Sitton, they really helped me develop into the player that I am in this NFL. So I know him well, but at the same time, things can always change. So it doesn't matter who you play against, you still have to watch the film.
Mike, how much do you like the Lions?
I don't like anybody. You know, especially the rivalry games, but I don't like anybody.
I remember your rookie year before that home game against the Lions. You played them on the road. You said in this locker room, you got some unfinished business with them, and then you had the fumble return for a touchdown. What is it about the rivalry with the Lions that especially gets under your skin or gets you going?
Well, for a while, when Coach Schwartz was there, they had a really arrogant, violent, borderline dirty type of defense. Something that was the complete opposite of us. I mean, they were really mean and tough, and they, you know, would give us struggles. They got after us, and, you know, that would really I grind my gears quite a bit because I said, we need to be like that. And, you know, when they had Fairley and Sue, and then when Nansa got there, and, you know, Levy and their DBs, I mean, they were laying hits on our guys, knocking our guys out the game, and it would make me upset. I get mad. I say, why are we always the ones getting pushed around? You know, instead of us doing the pushing around. So that's kind of where I developed that. It's kind of the same thing with Seattle, you know, developed that type of mean streak with them, especially as a defensive player. It's like, hey, we can be like that too.
What's it like to want to be that way as a defense, yet walk the fine line of not being dirty? Some of the things Sue has done or perfect with the Bengals have been viewed as dirty, but you want to be physical and not dirty.
Well, you do want to be physical. You don't want to be dirty. But the point I was making was that I didn't like the fact that teams would come in. I mean, we've had two division games, and we've had two of our guys get knocked out in each game, you know. And I'm like, so how about when are we going to retaliate, you know? And I'm not saying knock anybody out, but I'm saying make opposing offenses not too excited about having a lineup across from us. And that's a rivalry game. You know, these guys come in there with bad intentions and bad blood against us. They knocked out one of our best receivers, one of the better ones in the league, out of the game, dirty hit. Knocked our quarterback out, you know, I don't know how long he'll be out. And we got to deliver some blows ourselves. I say knock people out, but we need to let them know we're there, let them know we mean business.
You know, I talked to Dime yesterday about the defense. They said you guys need to get more consistent. So how do you
– Absolutely.
Easy to say that, but how do you do that?
It just comes with your preparation. You know, you get out what you put in. And if you're blowing routine things where you line up wrong or, you know, play may hit your way or whatever, sometimes that could just be a result of a guy being better than you. But most of the time it's because you were either A, unprepared, or B, unprepared. You know, you really have to study that film. Or you really have to put the work in that your opponents aren't willing to put in. And you just have to assume that everybody's willing to put in an incredible amount of hours, so therefore you have to put in more.
What can Montrevious add? I assume he's probably going to play quite a bit this week without Quentin and with Ricky Jean gone.
What was the question?
Yeah, what can Montrevious add to your group?
He's got some really good quick twist to him, you know, and I'm curious to see what he does out there. You know, I don't even know if he's played 20 snaps yet, but, right. You know, I know he's itching to get out there, and sometimes when you got a guy that's really looking to get out there, they surprise you in a good way.
Is Vince in that same category as
Absolutely.
Been waiting so long? Do you remember your rookie year, the first game you played in? What do you think he's going through now after sitting through a half a season before getting a chance to do it?
If you really love this game, which I know he does, it hurts to be out, but it really makes that fire burn, you know, even hotter. So when you do finally play, it's you're like an explosion, and you shock some people in a good way. So I'm excited to see him out there as well.